This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A series of explosions have rocked Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, and a number of other cities. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
Air raid sirens sounded as the capital came under heavy bombardment from Russian airstrikes. But the sirens were too late. Russian ballistic missiles rained over the capital. Ukrainian authorities say the ballistic missiles are hard for Ukrainian forces to shoot down, and that an infrastructure target was hit in the morning missile attack. This was the first attack on the Ukrainian capital since January the 1st. Russian missiles also hit the northeastern Kharkiv region, where operations on the subway were suspended amid the attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
As the UN Security Council considers Russian war crimes, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield urged for more cooperation to prevent atrocities.
Today, I'm asking members of the Council to join us in urging Russia to scale up cooperation immediately. As we work to contain the ripple effect of Russia's war, we must also be laser-focused on the horrors happening in Ukraine on the ground.
Thousands of protesters marched against the Tunisian president's seizure of near total power in central Tunis on Saturday, demanding he step down as they mark the anniversary of a key date in the 2011 revolution that brought democracy. The central Habib Bourguiba Avenue, the traditional site for major demonstrations, was crowded with thousands of protesters waving Tunisian flags and chanting, "The people demand the fall of the regime." This is VOA News. California's parade of atmospheric rivers may be nearing an end, but not before at least two more of the rainstorms are due to drench the waterlogged state on Saturday, forecaster said. A series of atmospheric rivers rarely seen in such frequent succession has pounded the state since December 26th, killing people and bringing floods, power outages, evacuations, and more. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
After weeks of stormy weather, yet more wind and rain for a Golden State now looking a bit gray and muddy.
I know how fatigued you all are.
Governor Gavin Newsom.
Just maintain a little more vigilance.
The storms began hitting California in late December, causing power outages, flooding, mudslides, and worse.
Sadly, 19 people have died.
State Emergency Director Nancy Ward.
The ground is saturated. It is extremely, extremely dangerous, especially in these high vulnerable areas, and that water can continue to rise well after these storms have passed. So our message is clear. Please know your surroundings.
Newsom says,
we'll get through this, and then we'll get back to the real work that needs to be done to make sure we can get through the next century.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And VOA's Tommy McNeil now on Russian involvement in Mali.
Diplomats, analysts, and human rights groups say extremists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group have only gotten stronger, and there's concern the Russian presence will further destabilize the already troubled region. One report says that more than 2,000 civilians have been killed since December 2021, compared with about 500 in the previous 12 months, with at least a third of those deaths last year stemming from attacks involving Russia's shadowy Wagner group of military contractors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Romanian authorities started on Saturday to take away luxury cars from a property close to the capital as part of a criminal inquiry into alleged human trafficking that led to the arrest of internet personality Andrew Tate. A rupture in an old natural gas pipe has emerged as the most likely cause of Friday's blast in the Lithuania-Latvia pipeline, the head of its operator said on Saturday. And Greece will hold a parliamentary election in the spring, the country's prime minister said on Saturday. For more stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.